I'm Tom Adler. I'm here in Brookston, Indiana at the studio of Susan Frost, a ceramic artist. We have 8 of her pieces in our permanent collection. They tend to be her sort of, most of them tend to be her whimsical sort of fantastical creatures. We have 3 clowns, 2 dragons, a monster, and then we have a vase and an egg. But I'm happy to be here with Susan to have her help us document our permanent collection at the museum. Thanks for inviting us in do this. Could you tell us a little bit about your background? I mean, when you maybe first became excited about art or interested in art or thought you might be an artist?
Okay. Well, I always liked to fool around with clay when I was young. It wasn't anything I ever fired. Didn't even have any idea. And in high school, the high school I went to, we had no art program. Okay. So it wasn't until college that I got into any formal classes. And I was originally interested in psychology or English, but I couldn't get into an art class. So I got this great idea about, well, I'm going to switch my major to art, then I'll get in there, and there's no problem continuing with English and psychology. But I found that once I got into those art classes, I just was at one with the materials and the medium. It just seemed to fit me really well. Mm-hmm. And so, then I went on for a master's in art.
That's what I was going to ask, if you did a bachelor's first and then a master's.
I did a bachelor's, and then what am I going to do? So I got a master's in art education, but I really have never taught formally mm-hmm. with that. I prefer to just continue to make my own work. Mm-hmm.
So where was your MFA from? Or was it from...
It was a college out of near New York City.
New York City.
College of New Rochelle. It was not a...
I've heard of the College of New Rochelle.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Okay. So I, formal education-wise, I just had a smattering of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And before I really worked with clay, I ended up working for a jeweler back in Maine for a while. And then when I came back to Indiana... and I was at Purdue while my husband was working on a doctorate, I seemed to switch from spending some time in the metal department, and I would get frustrated because it was so exacting
mm-hmm.
that nothing, if anything unexpected happened, it was bad. It was mm-hmm. a mistake. So then I'd go down the ramp and be in the clay department for a while and be somewhat frustrated because I couldn't control everything in the clay. So I really liked both of them mm-hmm. very much and did similar things in the metal as I do with the clay.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't combined them as yet, but that's something that I think about doing.
Maybe down the road.
Yeah.
Were there particular artists whose works influenced you, or?
Well, I'm sure everything that I saw in everybody's work, as I said before, you know, Fabergé mm-hmm. seemed to influence me a lot about the texture that you see in my vases or the clowns
mm-hmm.
and the eggs. The animal, the creature stuff, they just sort of showed up one day. I made a piece and didn't glaze it and
mm-hmm.
been going from there.
When you were a child, did you have a lot of experience of children's literature and illustrations by people like Maurice Sendak and so forth that might have come back subconsciously?
No, I don't think Sendak was there.
Yeah.
I love to read and imagine.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't think. I didn't have a lot of children's books.
Mm-hmm.
I had stories,
mm-hmm.
you know, Nancy Drew or something like things yeah. like that that really didn't influence me mm-hmm. visually.
Yeah. Some of your pieces are very mischievous and sort of happy and might appeal to children, and yet others of your pieces might be a little frightening almost, mm-hmm. the expressions on them and so forth. As I said, they kind of look like gargoyles maybe on medieval cathedrals or something.
Yeah, I've had some people who say, oh, I like your happy ones.
Yes.
I don't like your other ones. And of course, I don't, you know, for me, they're all...
They're all...
saying something.
Yeah.
When I make a piece, I'm not exactly thinking, will someone like this?
Mm-hmm.
It's like I said, it's like I'm in a relationship with whatever I'm making, and then when I'm done, that's what it is, and I'm okay with it.
So the pieces sort of reflect your own emotional state at the time that you're working on them, or?
I would say, yeah. But then again, as I said, I start pushing the clay around, and what I start ending up with, in some ways, I don't plan a piece from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Usually if I plan it, it's a disaster.
Oh, okay.
When I start out with, I'm going to make a happy whatever, mm-hmm. you know, that every one of the pieces... I had no idea when I started
mm-hmm.
what it would look like.
Mm-hmm.
And I've started out with an idea to make something, and I end up with a rhinoceros thing.
Okay.
Or I started out to make a dragon, and it ended up, it just wasn't working, so it's a lion.
Mm.
So in that sense, it's quite a challenge. It's a little bit... unsettling when I start a new piece because mm-hmm. I don't have the control that I would like to have,
okay.
you know, to go from my intent to a finished piece.
Mm-hmm.
I'll sketch something out, I do all kinds of things, but...
so a lot of it's sort of intuitive and evolving as you go.
It evolves,
yeah.
And yeah, so I might end up with a piece that isn't, mm-hmm. it's a little scary or angry or...
Mm-hmm.
But that's what seemed to work
mm-hmm.
with how I was pushing the clay.
What about the technical process, though? Is that pretty much the same for most of your pieces? I mean, what you have to start with and move to.
Yeah, it is pretty much the same. Most of the time I will start with a thrown form. I have coil built some pieces, but that requires... When I coil build, that requires I know where I'm going,
right.
because yeah. of the process, and whether it's a vase or a clown or a creature, I usually will, you know, start with a thrown shape,
mm-hmm.
and lots of times I think, well, I'm going to make a really tall piece.
Mm-hmm.
Only I never get it that tall.
Never get it that
because
tall.
Because it's
yeah.
porcelain.
Yeah.
And so then it has to become something else.
So basically they seem to be hollow vessels.
They're hollow.
Like. Yeah.
Right. Well, they'd be... I wouldn't want them solid
yeah.
because that would be hard to hire.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now the pieces that we have in our collection... they probably span pretty much what you've been doing recently, maybe not what you did at the very beginning of your career with ceramics, but we have some very colorful pieces like the clowns,
mm-hmm.
we have some more muted pieces like the dragons, and then we have the monster who seems to be almost
mm-hmm.
one color or one shade. Do you want to talk a little bit about your use of color, perhaps?
Hmm. I like color. I really like color. I'm drawn to color pieces that are colorful and have a lot of contrasting colors.
Mm.
And as I struggle with that to some extent in my pieces, where I find that I don't want the color to interfere with the shape.
Mm.
And when I got into the creatures, it it